Welcome to Joe Biden's America, where everything that could possibly go wrong goes wrong. And almost intentionally wrong. I mean, when you think about the mistakes that are being made from a policy front, you really do think he needs to channel George Costanza. Come on, just do the opposite, Joe, for once, right? We're going to talk all about how this economy is bringing us back to the 1970s, thanks to Biden policies. Meanwhile, a Morgan Stanley analyst came out and said the unthinkable. You're not supposed to say this if you work for a big investment bank like Morgan Stanley. But one brave analyst over there said, look, when you print $1.9 trillion worth of stimulus, you get inflation. I'm going to give you details on that report. Plus, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee is going to be joining us momentarily to weigh in on the inflation disaster as well. She's got some very good insight on all of it. And we got to talk about Pennsylvania. A lot of folks are saying, you know what? This proves that Donald Trump doesn't have the influence he'd like to have over the party. I don't think that's true at all, actually. I think David McCormick, who used to run a very big hedge fund, world's biggest hedge fund, actually, Bridgewater Associates, had a terrific ground game, which should be a lesson to a lot of conservatives. You know, as we head into November and into 2024, you need that ground game. You need all those mail-in ballots, given the world we live in right now. Anyway, he ran a really good campaign. We'll see how this all shakes out, but we'll talk about Trump's influence in all that in terms of Oz, Barnett, and McCormick. Plus, Biden just keeps stepping in it. This whole Venezuelan deal, unlike a lot of people, I'm actually in favor of finding oil sources that are close to home with countries that hopefully we can have a positive relationship with, as opposed to allowing China and Russia to camp out in our backyard. But in this case, Biden isn't doing anything yet that actually helps the American people. And there's a reason for it. I will explain. Welcome, everyone, to the Trish Regan Show. It's so good to have you here. A reminder that portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than right now, given the long-term trajectory of this economy and all this crazy spending. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, legacypminvestments.com. We're looking, of course, at mass inflation, 8.3% in terms of consumer prices. You're seeing it reflected in the markets today, right? Because the Dow Jones Industrial Average was really challenged midday on Wednesday, down 963 points as we go to air. That's a loss of about 3%, really, really significant. And so people are fearful right now. You're seeing that earnings are actually being compromised because, well, guess what? When you have this much inflation and gas prices cost this much more, it means that people don't have as much money to, say, go and spend at Dollar Store or Walmart or Target. Target, which traded down significantly, of course, on Wednesday. Earnings are suffering. This is the fear that everybody had, right? That once the Fed backed off and people started dealing with the realization of inflation and they scaled back on their spending, that it would affect corporate profits and you'd start to see a sell-off on Wall Street. And in fact, that's what we're seeing. I would just caution that we may not have seen the worst of it. I mean, even though the NASDAQ, as I go to air, is down 4% at 11,505, I say you may not have seen the worst of it because the VIX is only at 29. That fear indicator that I love, the VIX, only at 29, which is why I just get back to you need to be smart about your investments right now. One of those investments should include gold. If you're in it for the long term, you want to have a portion of your portfolio in gold. So call my friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. Their number is on the screen, 1-866-589-0560. They can help you get a gold-backed IRA or the actual stuff, gold, silver, whatever it is you want, transported to your own basement. LegacyPMInvestments.com is their website. Again, LegacyPMInvestments.com. You are welcome to use my name. Tell them I sent you. Great group of people over there. They'll really help you out. But this is kind of a return, if you think about it, to 1970s America, complete with Nancy Pelosi offering price caps and regulation on gas. You know, the last time that happened, I do believe that we had lots of lines outside the gas stations, right? In other words, price regulation doesn't work. You know, free market capitalism does work, but we don't have free market capitalism because you have an environment in which this administration has decided it wants to veto any drilling here in the U.S., all because it wants green energy. Well, great timing, guys. Green energy, just as we're dealing with this horrible situation overseas, meaning that that reduces our overall energy supply everywhere. And so prices go up. You know, there's a cause and effect to all these things. And so consequently, I think you're going to continue to see more turmoil in the markets and in our economy. I'm looking at crude oil, which is down from 115, where it was just yesterday, at $109 and change. Their crude oil, I've anticipated, could be up around $130 a barrel as we get into the busy summer driving season. Now, if you don't have an economy to support that, that's kind of problematic, right? It's one of the reasons why, again, I preach this diversification in terms of your portfolio, in terms of what you're investing in. You don't have to invest in stocks. You can be in alternatives. I mentioned gold. Other alternatives include things like real estate or private equity vehicles that enable you to be in other businesses, typically not available, by the way, to, you know, everyday investors. That's kind of something that's saved for the billionaire class. But my friend Charlie Dombeck, who has been on the show, and you can look him up from Key City Capital, he's doing everything he can to make sure that everybody has access. It's a democratization, if you would, to some of these other private placement style deals where you can earn a return and grow your investment. And so the whole idea being that people need to think outside the box and not just invest in the stock market, but look at alternatives right now. I think alternatives are really, really critical. We need to think about protecting ourselves. So go to keycitycapital.com/Trish for more. keycitycapital.com/Trish. Turning again to inflation, I'm just really amazed at how wrong the Democrats were and the Federal Reserve happened to have been over the last year and a half and change. Well, another analyst out there, this one works for Morgan Stanley, also believes they were absolutely positively wrong. Michael Wilson, who leads a team of analysts over there at Morgan Stanley, released his report this week in which he said the slack created by the COVID recession is being absorbed much faster than usual. While some of this absorption is due to the supply disruptions created by lockdowns, we think it was more so due to excessive fiscal stimulus provided during the pandemic, particularly the last $1.9 trillion package at the end of March 2021, just as the economy was already emerging from the lockdowns. Uh-huh. In our view, he writes, this is what turbocharged consumption and drove inflation to a 40-year high. Thank you very much. Well, someone who has been all over the inflation story from the very beginning, who warned of all this, happens to be the Republican senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn. Hey, good to see you, Senator. What do you make of what we're dealing with right now as a country?
Well, what we're dealing with is record high inflation. We haven't seen this type inflation in over 40 years. And we know that a lot of the out of control government spending is a driver on this. And you mentioned the $1.9 trillion, and they've spent $6.8 trillion on COVID. And now they're coming back and they're wanting to do another COVID package and put more money into the system. And all they're doing is running the printing presses. They're piling up debt. It is our children and grandchildren that are going to have to pay the bill on all of this out of control spending that they're doing. And as you said, Morgan Stanley, thank goodness, they are an entity that has now come out and said this out of control government spending is a primary driver on this inflation. And of course, we can look to other things like energy, which is also a driver on inflation.
Sure. I mean, the energy policy has been truly lacking. They yes. just refused another drilling opportunity. Meanwhile, as this is all going on, you have Nancy Pelosi suggesting, Senator, that we put caps, government caps. We regulate the entire industry so that nobody pays above a certain price at the gas pumps. While that, you know, sounds good, what's the actual reality of that?
Well, the actual reality to this is on day one, when Joe Biden took office and the cost of a gallon of gas would range somewhere between $2.40, $2.60 a gallon. Under Donald Trump, we had been energy independent. We were a net exporter of oil. Joe Biden inherited that good energy situation. But day one, he decided that he would do an executive order and eliminate the Keystone Pipeline. When he did that, what he did was stop the possibility of 830,000 barrels of oil per day coming into the U.S. system. Now, we were energy independent. That pipeline would have been finished by the end of 2022. And that 830,000 barrels coming in here. Today, we find ourselves dependent on foreign oil. We're importing 670,000 barrels per day. And now that we're not taking Russian oil, we have many of our allies who are scrambling to figure out who they can do business with if they're not going to do business with Russia. So, Trish, think about it like this. We would be looking at the possibility of bringing this 830,000 barrels into the U.S. for refining, getting that product out, and we would have given certainty to the energy sector that we were going to remain an energy independent nation, that we were going to be a net exporter, and we could help our allies. But Joe Biden took that opportunity away from the American people.
Look, I mean, elections have consequences and policy yes. matters. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And unfortunately, you and I know enough about the economy. Really, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist. Frankly, we're very smart people, but anybody should have been able to figure this out. Unfortunately, Joe Biden, I suspect politics is getting in the way of things. So, you know, you hand out checks, maybe you get a vote, but ultimately, it is, in fact, the children, the grandchildren, and also us, ourselves in the here and now, right? Because yes. inflation is what it is. My thanks to Senator Marsha Blackburn. She's going to be back on the show tomorrow because you know what? Senator Blackburn has taken on big tech in a very big way because big tech is targeting our kids. And she says enough is enough. She's going to tell us about her bill to challenge the big tech community, as well as talk to us a little bit about what's really going on in terms of our kids. This is scary stuff. So join me again tomorrow with Marsha Blackburn, Senator from Tennessee. We're going to get into all of that. Let's just say she's not exactly high on the list of big tech companies right now, but that's a good thing, believe me. All right, turning to Pennsylvania, it looks like there's going to be a recount in Pennsylvania because Dr. Oz, who was the sort of chosen one, right? He got the endorsement of Donald Trump. Well, he's neck and neck with David McCormick, who some people have said was sort of the Mitch McConnell pick. I would say that David McCormick ran a really good campaign. He was there early. He did a lot in terms of ground game. Dr. Oz had the Trump endorsement and has got all the personality in the world and probably would be pretty successful on the main stage in terms of having crossover appeal. But you know what? Primaries are challenging. And Kathy Barnett may have cut into him significantly because a lot of people that like Donald Trump, they liked Kathy Barnett. She had a lot of the conservative principles that they were very aligned with. Some questioned, well, you know, Dr. Oz is coming in here to Pennsylvania. He's not really from Pennsylvania. David McCormick grew up in Pennsylvania. So all of these things were at play. And I've always said, you know what? Donald Trump is not a magician. And just because Donald Trump endorses a candidate doesn't necessarily mean that candidate's going to win. Because let's face it, there's only one Donald Trump. You either love him or you hate him, but you probably have some kind of reaction. And so the endorsement, while it can go a long way, the copycat phenomenon doesn't always work. I mean, I would say this in terms of where the country is, it is clear, however, that Americans are craving someone in the spirit of Donald Trump. When you look at all the policies that were put forth in Pennsylvania, all of those policies were very America first-like. And so I consider that as someone who would like to see conservative policies enacted as a good sign, because I think the Republican Party, no matter what happens there in Pennsylvania, will unite around the candidate, whether that be Oz, whether that be McCormick. You will see a coming together. And, you know, primaries, again, they're tough and they are what they are. But ultimately, there's so much at stake in November. It's so critical that Republicans are on the same page. And the guy that one of them is going to be running against, he should be easy to beat. I mean, he's like a, you know, Elizabeth Warren in the form of a 6'9" guy. So Elizabeth Warren without the charm? I don't know. He's very, very progressive. And I think that this is going to hurt him, especially in a state like Pennsylvania that is so passionate about seeing better energy policy, a better economy, you know, less influence from outsiders around the world. I think these are all things that resonate with Pennsylvanians. And so the Bernie bro thing is not ultimately going to fly. Speaking about Bernie bros and socialists, I want to get to new news coming to us out of Venezuela. I actually told you weeks ago that Chevron was about to announce a deal that the Biden administration would approve where it could get some additional licensing from PDVSA, the Venezuelan state-owned oil company. That, in fact, has transpired. And now it is being seen as Biden opening up Venezuela. He's looking, sources tell me, to reduce the sanctions. But in typical Joe Biden fashion, he's only doing it halfway. Not even that. This is like baby steps, baby steps. And none of it is helping the Venezuelans nor the American people. Again, typical Joe Biden stuff. He's so trapped by the politics of all this. So just to simplify it, and for anybody who's confused, because they're like, oh, Trish, you know, you believe so much in democracy. I do. And I think that if we have a relationship with Venezuela, we can better ensure democracy there. I'm also a realist. And Venezuela is home to the largest source of oil in the world. That would be the Orinoco region. It's bigger than Saudi Arabia's, but they can't get the stuff out of the ground. They can't get it out of the ground because, well, they're socialists, right? They can't get out of their own way. The corruption is horrendous. And then you've got sanctions, right? So even if they wanted to get it out of the ground with Americans' help, they're not going to be able to. Maybe that could change. Well, it's not changing yet. I mean, the idea here really is that Joe Biden should say, we're dealing with an energy crisis. We ought to have everything in action. Everything's in play. We should be drilling. He just got rid of that drilling deal, right? That it was on the front burner for Alaska. We should be drilling there. We should resurrect the Keystone Pipeline. We should look for energy sources close to home with countries that maybe we could have a relationship with. We certainly don't want China and Russia having a relationship down there, right? So this would be an opportunity. This would be an opportunity for the U.S. It would be good for the U.S. in terms of helping to increase the energy supply that's being brought here. I mean, right now, they're pumping some energy out of there. The oil is going on ships, sources tell me, to an island in the Caribbean where they change all the paperwork and they change the flags. And then they take that ship and they send it all the way to Singapore, where they, again, change all the paperwork and change all the flags. And then they send it on to China. So they're trying to hide the fact, right? Because they're trying to get around the sanctions, because we have all the sanctions in place, they're trying to hide the fact that it's Venezuelan oil. This is what tends to happen. This is what countries do to get around sanctions. So what if we said, okay, forget about that. We're not going to have sanctions, but you got to sell the oil to us. We're going to have U.S. energy companies in there helping you to get this stuff out of the ground. And by the way, you got to fix things up. You got to have free and fair elections. We're going to send a team of observers in to make sure that that actually happens. There's a lot we could do, and we could kick China and Russia to the curb. I mean, that just would make sense, right? In terms of putting our country's needs while simultaneously helping the Venezuelan people. If you put our country's needs first, you help the Venezuelan people. That seems like a win-win to me. But, you know, Joe Biden, again, trapped by politics. Let me just tell you, he's concerned, sources tell me, because he's all green energy. So how does he justify drilling in Venezuela while simultaneously being all about green energy? Well, that's a good point. You know, maybe he ought to back off the green energy stuff, given that it's not that realistic, especially as America is confronting major hikes in gas prices. That's number one. The other thing that's going on is he's got politicians out there like Robert Menendez out of New Jersey who are very vocal and very, very anti the Venezuelan regime. And so they want to keep these sanctions in place. It's important for Menendez's political future. And so Joe's trapped by all of that. Well, I'm just sorry. You know what? You're president of the United States. Stop being trapped. Do what's right for the American people and don't ask questions. They're going to hit you any which way it comes, whether it's Menendez or Rubio. Nobody's going to like what you're doing. So just try and do what you think is right. Imagine that. You know, this is why Donald Trump was successful, at least in 2016, because he did what he thought was right at the time. And that takes leadership. We do not have leadership right now. Instead, as Marsha Blackburn was telling us, you get Nancy Pelosi talking about price caps and regulation at the gas pumps. None of this makes any sense. I mean, heck, if they get their way, we will be Venezuela before you know it, right? I'm not kidding on that. Anyway, just a quick reminder, everybody, I would love to have you subscribe to the show. Make sure you download the full audio version on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to my channel on YouTube. Do me that favor. Also on Rumble, where I am. And check out the website, trishintel.com. And my new social media platform, trishregan.locals.com. You can help support the show there, interact directly with me, share articles. I actually use that as a resource quite a bit because I like to see what you guys are watching. So share those things with me over at trishregan.locals.com. You can sign up for free. I look forward to seeing you in all of these places and right back here tomorrow with more, by the way, from Marsha Blackburn. Big tech, watch out.